Senator Jordan?
Yes, sir. The President.
All right.
Yes, Everett.
Hey.
How are you?
All right. When Bill called me...
Yes, sir.
I told him to tell you if you had to have it, I would prepare.
You're wonderful. I knew that, and I'm grateful to you. And you're always a source of strength. I didn't want you doing anything you didn't have to, but if it just is a must, I didn't want Goldwater to beat me.
Well, while I was talking, Dick and Edmondson switched.
Yeah.
I meet Paired, and I told him to holler and tell you that you had full margin.
Well, you did. You're wonderful, and I appreciate it very much.
By the way, didn't you... Well, first, I want to thank you for signing that bill last week.
Well, that's all right.
Did you issue an order to the FBI, turn the FBI over this Reynolds business?
Well, I asked them to look into the charges that had been made.
Well, that's the thing to do.
They have done it a good many times, and Reynolds. I think you'll find out that he told the FBI when they investigated him on his income tax and on his other stuff. I think you'll find out that he told them that I've told you everything now that I know, and they asked him if he knew of any kickbacks or any further evidence, and he said no. He told them everything. And I think he told your committee the same thing.
He's got on record under oath exactly what he told us.
And I think that they'll find that they wind him up with perjury, probably, because he's been taken in by the Republicans, and he tells some of these folks that he's dealing with that he's afraid to turn them loose now. They got a hold of him, and he's kind of their captive, and he's trying to do everything he can to make things bad. But the FBI is objective and nonpartisan, and if there's any federal law violated, they can find it, and they can present it, and we'll just find out what they can find out.
Well, I'm so glad you...
I never heard of it. I don't know anything about it. Nobody, as far as I can find out, in the committee ever heard of it. I understand that Baker says he never heard of it, and this fellow may be just trying to cover up what he did with the money. Maybe he didn't report it, and maybe they're getting down his neck there, or maybe they did arrange to give the money to somebody else. I don't know, but it's certainly he was a low bidder on the job, and he had a right to do what he wanted to with his money, as long as he didn't violate any law. And if he did violate any law, we'll find out about it.
Well, I'm so glad you did that, because what they're trying hard to do is get it back and open this thing up again and call a whole lot of them with witnesses to embarrass the Democrats and you.
That's right. Well,
I would just tell
if I were you, I would just tell Mr. Curtis and Williams and Mr. Dirksen and Mike Mansfield. Don't you quote me, but if I were you, I would just say to them, now, fellas, you want to get in here, I think the first witness we ought to call is Congressman John Burns, who got the Treasury, introduced a bill to make them change their ruling, and then went down there and made the Undersecretary change his ruling and reverse himself, and then got a ruling that caused the stock to go from 4 to 34, and he had a bunch of the stock. And if there's any law been violated by anybody, that's about as clear as anything we can find, is Mr. Congressman Burns, the head of the Republican Policy Committee. And we don't want to be investigating congressmen on the Senate side, but if you just got to do it, well, he probably ought to be called right along and find out about it, because I don't understand how he can justify it. He got the ruling changed. He got the Treasury to reverse itself. He made them give a ruling that was favorable to this magic corporation. And when he did, he had a lot of the stock himself, so he benefited himself out of it. And Bobby Baker had some stock, and some other people had some stock, but they didn't get the Treasury to change the ruling. And if you reopen anything, the first man you probably have to call is that congressman.
Well, I said that on the Senate floor when one of my arguments with Williams, I said the only guy who got his hand caught in the cookie jar was one of you boys, old Burns.
That's right.
And then he got up and cried and said he's going to give his profit to charity.
That's right.
That's like a fella getting caught and going to send the penitentiary, and then he cries all hard. He always gets religion when he wants out.
That's right.
Well, I told Mike yesterday, I said, Mike, now don't get excited now and dump this back on the Rules Committee and ask us to open it up again, because they'll parade 1,000 witnesses in here and just holler like hell until you're and embarrass everybody and say whitewash, whitewash, whitewash. That's all they did before, you know. And I told him, and I said, the thing to do is just refer this thing to the FBI and say, if he's done anything criminally wrong, let them indict him. Well, if they haven't, why, I say so.
You ought to let Bill feed it out to them and say that it looks like the man that they're liable to get on this whole thing is Congressman Burns. He's the one that's got more money. Bill ought to feed that stuff out a little bit.
Well, that'd probably be a good idea.
Yeah, it'll put a stop to them.
Anyway, asking this, this was released by news, I presume, this afternoon.
Yeah, it was a headline. Johnson orders stadium pro.
Well, now that'll stop it for a while here.
Okay.
And hold it. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.